when I began learning Chumash, that was when I was a bracha in Lakewood, because I felt that I really didn't know Chumash because the words weren't flow from one to the next. I get a yidiya here, yidiya there. I didn't get a full story coming out of it. And Bein HaSdorim, I decided I had to learn Chumash to get at least one klar pshat that would be a flow for me in the Pesukim. So I don't want you to get angry with me if you're going to find a Rashi that disagrees with me, because I'm not, I may be learning the pshat according to the Ramban or according to the Sepurna, which generally I'll tell you. And it could be machlekes, you know, how to learn pshat. But I tried to learn Chumash in such a way that would be easy to absorb and digest what the pasuk is saying. The Netziv in his Hakdama to Bereishis makes many, many important points. But there are two important points that I constantly repeat. The Gemara in the Dorm says, Kisvu lechem es hashira hazois, which is in Parshat Hazinu. The Gemara says, that's talking about the Torah. The question is, why is the Torah called a shira? Kisvu lechem es hashira hazois. Why is the Torah called a shira? And what is basically the difference between a shir and a zemer? So the Netziv explains, a shir is poetry. What do you mean poetry? Poetry means you can have a poet who can say a few short sentences, concise thoughts, which have many deep meanings. A person writes a novel, once upon a time there was such and such, and he puts everything on the table. A shir doesn't put anything on the table. There are deep thoughts in the words that are being expressed. That's a shir. A zemer is a song. And therefore the Torah is referred to as a shir. Because in the Tagin itself, there are tali halachas. An extra letter, an extra word, that we're learning so many things from. The second nekuda, which I find it important to make a hakdama to this year and to life in general, is the psicha of the Hamak Dover to Parshas Bereishis. He brings down that in Sefer Yehoshua and in Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Bereishis is referred to as Sefer HaYosher. You have to realize Sefer Bereishis has come out no mitzvahs in it. It's all stories. What are we supposed to learn out from stories? I heard one mahalach in Derech Eretz Kodmo La Torah. In the understanding is that the Torah, the halachas begin in Parshas Shemois, and Bereishis tells you how to live. Derech Eretz, Bereishis was written before the halachas of the Torah was, but Bereishis is referred to as Sefer Hayosha. Right, and he says that's the reason why Bilam said Thomas Nafshi Mois Yesharim. The Ovais are referred to as Yesharim, from which we learn how to live the life of Yashrus. And there's a big difference between a Yashar and a Tzaddik. And in the Siddur Hagra, he points it out: Zaru al Tzaddik ul Yishrei Leiv Simcha. You see, there's a difference between a Yashar Leiv and a Tzaddik. Seems the tzaddik hasn't got simcha. Or Zeru al tzaddik, or Yosha Leiv has simcha. There's a big difference between the two. In the Siddur HaGro, it explains what's the difference between a tzaddik and a Yosha Leiv. A tzaddik is someone who can have Yetzer Hara and he fights it, and he wins. But he's a constant battle. He can't have simcha. You know, or Zeru al tzaddik, he'll have a schar b'yolam havo. A Yosha Leiv, that a person knows what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong, right? He has a Yashchas HaLeiv. That person could be B'simcha. A tzaddik isn't necessarily besimcha because he hasn't uprooted the koach of ra in himself yet. But what it's not that alone that makes a person into a yosher leiv. I'm going to read to you a few sentences from the Netziv that teaches us something which many of us haven't been exposed to. He says, we say in Parsha Zin Hatzur Tomim Poloi, Tzaddik v'yosher hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is yosher. He's yosher. He's a tzaddik and yosher. So he says, what is that referring to? Is referring to the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Churban Bayis Sheni, where there was Sinas Chinam. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was tzaddik v'yosher. Upirashnu, he says, Shehoyu tzaddikim v'chasidim b'v'amolei Torah. The people in that generation were tzaddikim and chasidim, and they were writing the Torah and learning. Ach lohoyu yeshorim, but they were not yeshorim b'halichas oylam, in the way to get along with other people. They were frum, they had payas and gartlach, whatever you wanted. They were learning in yeshivas. But they didn't have the yashrus of getting along. Al kain, mipnei sinas chinam shebelibam, ze ezeh choshdu, they were choshed each other, esmi shero shenoik shlei kedaitam b'yiras Hashem, they saw someone who didn't conduct himself in Yiras Shemayim the way they thought is the proper way, shehu tzduki v'apikaris, that he's not pikaris. They have two frumer people. Your derech is different than mine. I said you're not pikaris. Ubo al yidei zeh lidei shvichas domim b'derech haflaga. Ulechol horoyis sheb'oilam at shechorav habayis. The sin haschinam came from frume against frume, from religious against religious. Because your minhagim are different than mine. Right? Until there was a churban habayis. V'al zeh hoyo tzoduk hadin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is a yosher, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu can't stand such tzaddikim. Ela be'oifin shehoilchem b'derech hayosher gam behalichas oylam v'loy bakmimus, without krumkeit. Af al gav shehu l'shem shamayim, even though your krumkeit is l'shem shamayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't stand it. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yosher. The Zegorim Churban Habriya, the Harisus Yishuv Haoretz. When a person is not a Yosher, it's Gorim Churban Habriya. Destroys the world. And he goes on to say, why is Sefer Braces called Sefer HaYosher? Because the Oveis were Yeshorim. He says, I'll give you a mashal. Why do I have to know the whole story that Avram was mispalel for Anshei Sodom? Yeah, Mishkab Zochanix, Ganov, Reitzchim, Anshei Sodom. We're told so many psukim that Avram was mispalel to the Kodesh Baruch Hu to try to save them. Right? You have Goyim, disgusting Goyim. How would you and I treat them? Let's get rid of them. Finish, take some bullets, get rid of them. Avram said, just follow to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Till the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, stop. No, the Kodesh Baruch Hu left him. Till he came down to less than 10 tzaddikim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, there's nothing more to talk about. But here you have Avram, who is the greatest of the great, a tzaddik, he's a religious person. Right? So you'd think, a religious person, he sees Anshei Sodom, throw them in the garbage. Why must I know that Avram was mispalel for them? Because Avram was Av HaMein Goyim. To Avram, every single human being meant something. And if there's any possibility of making a mensch out of a human being, Avram did everything. Avram has three Arabs coming to him with dirty feet. They were over the Avodah Zarah, and he's running around and he's giving them tongues with mustard, with alalei zachen. He has his whole family working for the Zayvdei Avodah Zarah because he's a human being. How many of us have that approach to life? of that approach to life. That's the reason, Zogta Netziv, why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayosha, teaches you Yashrus. When the Gemara in Bracha says that Rabbi Yochanan was Makdim Sholeim L'chol Ha'olam, when he met a guy, he was the first one to tell him good morning. Why is the Gemara telling us that? That's Yashrus. How many of us live a life of Yashrus? The Sefer Bereishis is teaching us a Derech HaChayim that you're not familiar with. And you're not familiar with it because you're not learning from the Gedolim. And the reason why we have the Torah is to teach us what we have to be aspired to, what we have to aspire to. That's the reason why it's called Sefer HaYosha, and that's the reason why Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yashar. When someone is a Yashar, it's Arzaru Al-Tzadik Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha. It's not time because a person knows what he's doing. When a person has the right set of values, and he knows what's right, and he has a love for other human beings, he has simcha. I've said many times, and I forgot which Rebbe it is. I had seen it in one Jewish observer, that they quoted a Rebbe. That the Rebbe said, if you ever see the sun breaking through the clouds, so the rays of the sun go like this, and they go farther and farther apart. The closer the ray is to the sun, the closer the ray is to the other ray. Right? The rays get closer to each other. It says, the closer the ray is to its source, it is closer to the ray next to it. The farther it is from its source, the farther it is from the ray next to it. Says the same thing in Ruchnias. When a person is close to Ruchnias and close to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he says he gets closer to his fellow man. He has love for his fellow man. And the farther he is away from his source, the farther he is away from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he can do whatever you want. He can be a masman. Right? It doesn't mean he's a mensch. It doesn't mean he's following the derech of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I said recently a beautiful shot. There's a Yalkut in Tehillim. We say in the Shir Shal Yom Sheni, Shir Mizmor Levnei Korach, Godol Hashem Umhulol Ma'oi, Be'ir Elokeinu Har Kodshoi. That's what we start off. Hashem is great. Do you know where he's great? He's great in Be'er Elokeinu, Be'har Kodesh. So the Yalkut asks, he's only great Be'er Elokeinu? What about the rest of the world? He's not great in the rest of the world? So what do I mean, God Hashem, Umumoy Be'er Elokeinu? So the Yalkut says, you see the godless of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? By this that he destroyed Yerushalayim. That's where you see the godless of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kaddish Baruch Hu, who's a Yashar, the Rav Shlomo Volber says, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, who's a Yashar, and the Beis HaMikdash was such a beautiful edifice that everybody came to marvel at. And Yerushalayim was such a beautiful city. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I will not permit you to think that this is Yiddishkeit. I'm willing to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. I'm willing to destroy Yerushalayim so that you should realize that you think you're from, you're learning, you're davening. When there's a chisoron in midos, and there could be sinas chinam, that's not Yiddishkeit. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is a yosher, tzaddik v'yosher. And you see the godless of the Kaddish Baruch Hu by this, that he's willing to destroy Yerushalayim and the rest. That's where you see the godless. And Rav Volber goes on to say, it's not only stam godless. He says in the beginning of Sefer Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kaddish Baruch Hu, in the beginning of Veschana, Hashem Elokim Ata Hachiloisu Laharis Es Avdecha Es Godlecha Ves Yotcha Achazoka. You have begun to show your Eved your greatness. So Rashi says, what's your greatness? Midas Tuvcha. Right? So Rashi translates then this Chazal, that godless is Midas Tuvcha. The type of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zogt Rav Olba, in the Ali Shur Chelik Beis. He says, Godol Hashem u'muhulol ma'oid b'ir Elokeinu har kotcher. The Yalkut says, you see the godless of the Kaddish Baruch Hu? By destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And godless means toiva. As godlecha is midas tuvcha. It is to our benefit that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Because we could fool ourselves and think this is Yiddishkeit. See, it's such a scary thought. And we know it for a fact. People can be frum. They're not mentioned. They're not B'nai Torah. The Kaddish Baruch Hu demands from us perfection as a human being. We have a false statement. To be human is to err. To err is to be human. The Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't take that. The Kaddish Baruch Hu demands perfection. And if you're not striving to be perfect, if you think that imperfection is Yiddishkeit, the Kaddish Baruch Hu brings about destruction. And that's for your benefit. That's the Midas Tuvcha. Okay, so now let's, with this Hakdama, let's begin to learn Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Hashem told Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha. Now, go for your sake. He could have said, Lech me'artzecha. So Rashi says, Lech lecha, go lehana oscha ulutev oscha. It's for your benefit. Leave your land, umi moladetcha, umi beisavicha, el ha'oretz asher arek. Leave your land, leave your birthplace, leave your family, where to? I'm not telling you. You go. El ha'oretz asher arek. He has to buy a ticket. He has to go someplace. Which direction is he going? North, south, east, west? Where's he going? He's not being told where to go. The Lord of Sharek. Right? And you should know, Ve'ez chol goy godol, there you will be a great nation. Vavo rechecha, and you will be blessed. And Rashi says, what will you have? Vavrecha b'momen, you're going to have a lot of money. Right? It's great. Mama is like the American philosophy. Right, you go to Israel, except here, you don't go to Israel nowadays to make money. But Lamaisa says, go there, you'll have money. Right? We're taught, Kachi Daka Shel Torah, Pasma Melech Torah, Maim B'm Shuvah Tishta. We're taught, forget about money. The most important thing is to grow in Ruchnias. Here it says, Vavo Rechako, you make a lot of money. Right? Vagadlo Shmecha, and your name will be Neon Lights. Right? To be Avraham Avinu, Agadah Shemecha, everyone will notice Avraham Avinu. Right? We're saying Ishmael on of my person is humble. Right? The person has to be a Raid of Menachovit. Raid of Menachovit. What's the Kaddish Baruch Hu saying here? Just opposite what we're being taught day in and day out. It says you make a lot of money and you'll be famous. Right? Agadah Shemecha, Vayei Brocha, and there's going to be Brocha. Okay. Now, let's begin learning it, the way the Chazal teach us how to learn Chumash. Vayayim Hashem al Avram, lech lecho me'artzecha. Go for your sake from your land, umi moladetcha mi beis avich. Frek de Ksava Kabbalah, he says, the sequence is wrong. When you leave your house, you leave your apartment first, then the city, then the country. Right? Here the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, leave the country first, then the place where you were born, then your house. If he left the country, he left his house already. So why this sequence? It's the wrong sequence. Zotik Sava Kabbalah, and this is, you see, Shir, what Shir is. Just in the sequence, you're being taught something, the Sava Kabbalah says. It says, it is true when a person leaves a place, he leaves the apartment first, then the city, and then the country. Says when a person wants to sever his ties with the past, what is the most difficult to sever your ties with? When a person is raised in a family, That's you. Right? It becomes part of your nature. When you live in a city, so you're influenced by friends, you're influenced by your surroundings. Right? So the city has a stronger influence. Right? Well, what if the city hasn't got such a strong influence, but the country has a certain influence? Right? Then we say the country would have less of an influence on you than your city would have, than your family would have, because you are raising your family. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Lecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not telling you, Samazel, to go away. I'm telling you how to go away. That I'm not telling you just to go away physically. It's more difficult to sever your ties with your family than to sever your ties with your country. Right? It's easier to sever your ties with the influence of the country than to sever the ties with the influence of the city within which you lived. Right? And it's easier to leave the city than to leave your family. So David HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, Avram, lech lecha, for your benefit, I'm telling you how to leave. Don't leave physically, sever your ties with your past, with your family. And that is to your benefit. The Michtav Meliyahu says that when a person decides to change, he says you can have a bridge spanning one side of the river to the other side of the river, and you want to go to the other side. He says, but when a person wants to change, he has to go to the other side and destroy the bridge so that he can't go back. Because once the bridge is there, it's very easy to go back. You have to burn the bridge behind you. And when you do that, then it's a total commitment. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, if you want to do something for your benefit, right, leave the influences of your house. Right? First leave the city, first leave the country, the city, and your house. And Lech Lecha Miyatzcha El Ha'aretz Asher Arecha. And I will make you into a great nation. Now, what does great mean? Right? Great, we would say, means you're a large nation. But the Jews are not a large nation. Because the pasuk says, Loi meirubchem mikol ha'amim, ki atem ha'amat mikol ha'amim. So what does goigodol mean? Goigodol means chashivas. Vayar Yisrael ze yod ha-gdoilo asher osa Hashem b'mitzrayim. See, gdoilo means chashivas. Ve'ez ho l'goy godol, and you will be a great nation. Va'avo rechecho, and you will be blessed with money. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to tell you a nice medrash, which I believe you may have heard from me, which I heard from Rav Pam Shlita. It's a beautiful medrash. We all know the story of Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov came to Yitzchak first, and he got the brachas. Then Esav comes to Yitzchak, and he says, I want the brachas, and Yitzchak says, I gave it away already. So Esav says, Havrocha achas? You have. There's only one bracha. Right? Until finally, he gives him something. But first Yitzchak says, I gave away all the brachas. So the Medrash says, well, what's the bracha that he gave? Yitel lecho Elokim yital hashamayim ushmani oretz. Dr. Bedrish. Mital Hashemayim zu mikra. That's Chumash. Mishmanei Horetz zu Mishnah. Dogon zu Talmud. Tirish zu Agod. Okay, it's a Medrash. So the Medrash says, Tal Hashemayim means this, means all this. So Rav Pam is, he says, he doesn't understand. He says, Yitzchak gives to Yaakov, he gives him Tal Hashemayim zu mikra, Mishnah, right? Agod, Halacha. Gives it to him. Esav comes to Yitzchak and he says, give me a brach. He says, I gave it all away. Why give it all away? Give him the money. Give him the pashta meaning of the words. Give him Talash Shemayim, Shemani Yoretz. Give him the money. But what does Yitzchak mean? I have no bracha for you. So Rav Pam says, what's the Medrash telling us? And what's Yitzchak telling us? When a person has only money, that's a klala. A bracha is only when you have money for ruchnius. When a person utilizes the money for ruchnius, he has a geschmack of life. When a person uses the money for the sake of money, because I have money, I have a lot to buy, right? He's wasting his life. He is spending time unnecessarily. He's destroying himself. A beautiful mind, a beautiful person who can grow. And because he has money, because a person has money, so he gets indulging in money. He says, that's not a bracha. That's a klal. That's what the Medrash is telling us. It says, but if you have money, and the money you're going to use for ruchnius, that's a bracha. So that was the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. When Esav comes to Yitzchak, he says, give me a bracha. Yitzchak says, all the brachas were given away. And the pashtim bracha of giving you money, that's not a bracha. What's the bracha? Somebody showed me a Wall Street cartoon that there's somebody having in a rage with his wife. Right? And he tells his wife, how do you expect me to be calm? I make only $500,000 a year. Right? Because to make $500,000 a year, you got to be a nervous wreck. Right? You want to make more money? You know, there's a jungle out there. Who's an usher? Someone who has money, and he uses it. And I've said this over and over again, that the Torah-dik way of life is that people work to live. And not the Torah-dik way of life is that people live to work. When a person lives to work, it's a klala. When a person works to have money to live, to shteig, it's a bracha. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Babo, Rechecha b'mamayin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says you're going to have siyata d'shmaya. You're going to have siyata d'shmaya to grow in ruchnias. And not only that you should grow in ruchnias. When Avraham went, it was Vayita Eshel, and he built a hotel, Achila, Shasiya, and Lina. He used this money to support other people to come. He had a tremendous amount of money. People should come, and he would speak to them. That was the biggest nachas Avraham could have. He was using the money for the right thing. That was the bracha to Avraham. And then it says, "Va'agadlo shemecha." Then it says, "And I will make your name great." So we asked, "You're supposed to be a Reiv Ben HaKavod. So what's the pshat your name?" We have in the Parshas Bereishis that Adam called names to all the animals, right? Adam gave names to all the animals. The Chazal tells us, what do you mean he gave the names? The name portrayed and depicted the midas of the animals. Right? Like Gamel, by Gamel Yitzchak, he weaned. Right? He didn't have to drink that much. But the names of each animal, Adam saw straight in the animal what its mida was, and he gave him that name. It says, Vagadlo Shemecha means what you are will become known. Why? Because this to Avram was the most important thing in his life. Avram, who could go and be mespal to save Anshei Sadaim. He had such a love for every human being. Someone who was closer to the source. Someone who is closer in ruchnius to what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. He has a love for every human being. It's not time a love to go over and kiss him. He has a love that this person should use his life the way it's supposed to be used. Because stop to have people running around on drugs and killing each other, you don't love to see them around. But when you love a human being to go and try to help him and perfect it, that was the love that Avraham had. Because the closer a person is to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more he's in love with every human being, the more he's looking for the benefit of every human being. It says, Vagadlo Shmecha, your teva, what you are, is going to be known by others. And it'll be attractive to others. And then it says, Vayei Bracha. And I'll conclude with this piece over here, which is a beautiful shtickle that I heard from Rav Pan. It says, what's up, Chat Vayei Bracha? So Rashi brings down a Chazal. He says, Ve'eschol Goy Godel, the Chazal say, Zesha Oimrim Elokei Avram.
Avorechacho Zesh Oimrim Elokei Yitzchak. Vagad lo Shmecho Zesh Oimrim Elokei Yaakov. Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov.
So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says,
Vayei Brocho B'cho Choysman V'lei Bohem.
Now when you learn this Rashi, it's a very difficult Rashi.
Avram, same, he had a love for snow, he had a love for Yitzchak V'Yaakov, certainly. Do you think it would bother Avram if the Chesimus HaBrocho was Baruchat Hashem Elokei Yitzchak V'Elokei Yaakov? Would it bother him?
Well, what's the Chazal telling us? What's the Chazal telling us? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says you should know B'cho Choysman.
What bothers him? Which father isn't proud of a son who is greater than he?
The biggest nachas to a father. Yitzchak is better than me. Yaakov is better than me.
Oh, okay, Yaakov, big deal. What is the Chazal telling us?
I'll tell you how Rav Pam learns pshat here. Such a beautiful pshat. Many of us come from modern parents. Many of us come from non-from parents. Not from grandparents. Yet we're in yeshiva. Why are we in yeshiva? Right? Why are we in yeshiva? You find Avram, when he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak, he tells Eliezer to go back to his family. Who's his family? Lavan. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What's he sending back to his family for? Avram, what's he sending Eliezer back to his family for?
So that's what it says.
Because Avram understood, he became an Avram because of the foundation that his family gave him. He says, the base of Lavan, the base of Besuel, his family taught him to search. The basics he learned over there, except he surpassed them. The difference between the Bnei Saknani and the girls coming from his family, Bnei Saknani were involved in Taivas. They wanted to have an easy life, lazy people. So Avram knew his family taught him something. And Avram knew that he became an Avram because of the foundation that his family gave him. Except he surpassed them. And therefore he said, go find a girl from that family. And even if she doesn't believe in what we believe, if she is searching for the truth, I can sit down and talk to her. We can have a dialogue and I can convince her. But as long as she's a searcher of the truth, this is what I want. No matter what you are, be it you're frumer than your parents, because your parents planted a seed in you. And this seed is blossoming. And whatever you are, you owe to your parents. You may become the godly, your parents are not the godly. No, they may be in business. But whatever you are, you owe to your parents. Therefore, just keep it out of aim. Avram understood that the yesoides that he laid down were the most important yesoides for humanity. The worst thing that Avram was afraid of is that there could be a Yitzchak and a Yaakov that will come with frumer things, right, but not built on the yesoides that he gave. Avram knew the yesoides that he gave were necessary for every human being. If you would say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Avram Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov, you would say that there are three religions. You know, ultra-Orthodox, Orthodox, you know, there's a religion that Yitzchak made, there's a religion that Yaakov made, there's a religion that Avram made. Avram wanted to be certain that Yitzchak and Yaakov were built on his foundations. That Yitzchak and Yaakov were a derivative of what he planted. Because he understood this is the most emesdika, this is the only derech in life. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram, you may have a Yitzchak who's frumer than you, but it could be a wild, you know, a lot of people are from in the wild. The biggest bracha that Avram had, the Vayei bracha, is that Yitzchak and Yaakov, who may be greater than Avram, but they used the foundation that he planted. And therefore, that's the bracha to Avram, the Vayei bracha, B'cho Choysman, because whatever Yitzchak and Yaakov are, right, is all built on the foundation that you laid. And therefore, all of this brachas of money, the brachas of having neon lights, it's only because of the desire that Avram had to perpetuate
what he's trying to teach humanity, because humanity at that time was totally corrupt, and kol ha'olam mitzad echad, and Avram was mitzad achad. He was the only one, so he needed all the siyata d'shmaya. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have all the siyata d'shmaya, and that's lech lecha for your benefit, for your hanor, because the greatest hanor that Avram had was to go and gather people into his home and to try to guide them into the Derech HaYoshua.